This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I'm sure you've heard and seen the advertisements. Hospitals advertising that because they have robotic surgery, you should go and get care at their hospital. Medical robots are expensive, nifty tools that offer the opportunity for surgeons to do things they couldn't do as easily on their own. But there are very few good randomized control studies showing that robotic surgery is any safer than conventional surgery. In many ways, the rapid use of robots is not due to good science, but rather to the billion-dollar-plus industry that's pushing hard on our healthcare system. Each hospital and doctor is looking for a competitive advantage. Companies get large, prestigious hospitals to use these tools, often by offering them at a discount. They then go to the smaller hospitals and propagate an all-out technology arms race. They tell these smaller hospitals that without this expensive technology, they're going to fall behind. And they insinuate that they may even be offering second-rate care. Well, they are not, or at least we don't know they are. This is peer pressure, pure and simple, with the end result being that healthcare costs skyrocket for everyone. One study suggests that a hospital needs to do at least 520 robotic surgeries a year before robotic surgery costs the same as traditional surgery. Each Da Vinci robot costs between $1 and $3 million, and that's not including maintenance, upgrade, replacement equipment, and the like. Time and time again, we've seen cases where expensive technology gets out in front of the science. Technology is attractive, and we just assume it improves care. But now is the time to slow down and do some careful studies looking at safety, recovery, quality of care, and of course, cost. Unlike robots that can assemble products in factories or vacuum your living room, robots in surgery are simply tools operated by skilled surgeons, and these surgeons need to practice. To date, malpractice cases have not faulted the machine itself, but rather the lack of surgical expertise in using the machine. I've actually tried using these machines, and they're tough. Robots may very well improve surgical outcomes, but my point is that right now we just don't know that for sure. Questioning robots is almost un-American. But without good studies, how can we know for sure that these devices are truly superior to conventional surgery? And are they worth the enormous healthcare cost? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.